recording. I am recording.
Woo! Hello!
Hello!
It's Sukkot and Summer, the strippers with anxiety.
I have anxiety today.
Do you?
Yeah.
Over?
Well, we talked about it.
Yes. She has issues.
Just also, kidding. I had caffeine.
That makes it worse.
But I didn't eat anything before, and so I was like, oh. That's a nice surprise.
That's interesting.
So yeah, but anywho's, so that's not our topic today.
Our topic today is
sex work stigma.
Yes, and how to deal with it, or do you deal with it? Basically. I think for me, I've gotten better at dealing with it over the years. How about you? Do you feel like you're at peace with the stigma, or
I am. I mean,
at this point,
I was never really the type of person to hide.
Care.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
I was actually like much more open about it. Like when I started dancing, like I was like, I'm a stripper, and then I remember like my mom was like, you can't go around doing that, and I was like, but I am though.
Yeah.
Right. And then I remember like the guy I was dating at the time also was like,
please stop.
Yeah, he was like, she has a point. Like she just doesn't want you to like face.
Yeah.
You know, like. Negativity,
the stigma, yeah.
Whatever. I'm like, but yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Right? And then I kind of went through a period where I was like, you know what? I don't know. I just don't want to expend the emotional labor to have that discussion.
Because it is.
And it's something that we've talked about before on the pod. Is,
yeah.
You know, once you open up the discussion to be like, oh, I'm a sex worker, once you bring that up, then you are an advocate. Then you are fighting that fight whether you want to or not, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, it's like... It's like, oh, do I really want to, or I just want to fucking pay for my groceries, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
So then I kind of was like more practical about it, and then I would just not really be as open, but not because I was like ashamed or anything. Just
no.
I just didn't want to expend the energy.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of a little bit, I think now I'm pretty open about it. And it's, plus like for me, it's been so long that I've been open about it that it, you know, it does, like everyone already knows.
Yeah.
And so, and also I'm kind of like, I have this thing where I believe in sex worker visibility, and even though, you know, it's my choice whether I want to reveal my job or not.
Yeah.
And just because I'm a sex worker, it doesn't mean I'm obligated to. Like, actually, you're totally well within your right to not say anything, right?
Yeah,
like,
totally. It's
your own decision, and
absolutely.
You're well within your right to keep it a secret, like that's totally fine, right?
Yeah.
Like there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's like your decision to make as a
absolutely.
Sex worker, right?
Yeah.
But like for me personally, sometimes I just feel like, you know, one of the ways we can fight the stigma is by being open about our profession.
True.
And like, again, I'm not saying that like
it's a necessity.
Everyone should
it's
and
not
it's
the
definitely
same for everyone.
Not sufficient. Yeah,
yeah,
right. And it's like, just for me personally, I just feel like the more open I am about my work, the more it helps to fight that stigma, you know?
Yeah, fair.
And, like, the more that I can just talk about it in a normal fashion.
Yeah.
And, like, because people would be like, oh, like, aren't you a lawyer? Or, like, don't you also teach Pilates? I'm like, yeah, no, I do all those things.
What are you going to do
I'm
with your life? Is that
stripper,
maybe what you... Yeah.
You know? And so, like, the more that I'm just open about it, the more it kind of helps to, like, destigmatize the industry.
Yeah, fair.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
You know,
and
hopefully.
Maybe in, like, some small way, right?
Yeah.
Or at least make it so that the person I'm speaking to has had one interaction with a stripper so that they can add that to, like, their collection of knowledge or maybe help to sort of, like, break
away. Destigmatize.
Yeah. Or not, whatever.
Or not.
Like, maybe not, whatever. But at least I... did my part. At least I was honest about it, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. That's sort of, like, where I am now.
Yeah.
But
as opposed
it's just...
To, yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to being super, like, I'm a stripper, or, like, super, like, not saying anything, you know?
Yeah. I think I'm kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
Like, when I started, I never told anyone, ever. Like, I didn't want people to know. Because, to me, the biggest thing is, if you ask anybody else what they do for a living, it doesn't turn into a conversation, you know?
Yeah.
Like, for the most part, it's like, oh, where
it's
do you work?
It's not the same type of
I work
of
at Cactus Club. Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you do there? Oh, I'm a waitress.
Yeah.
Period. Done.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if you're a stripper, it doesn't take off like that. It goes, oh, what do you do for a living? Oh, I work, like, you know,
at a bar.
At a bar.
Oh, as a waitress?
Oh, what do you do? Yeah, you bartend? No,
oh,
I'm
like
a dancer.
A go-go dancer?
Exactly. No, I'm yeah. like a stripper.
Yeah.
Because eventually it gets to that point where you have to elaborate to that.
Right.
And then they go, oh, right. do you like your job?
Yeah.
Is it good money?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it this?
How
is it that?
How did you get into it?
Like, is it dirty? Do you feel degraded?
Yeah, yeah.
Do your parents know? This is an hour and a half conversation that I didn't want to have.
That's the conversation that I don't really want to have all the time.
Exactly.
But I feel more and more like I feel like able to now.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it really depends on your place in my life. Mm-hmm. If you're someone at the grocery store, I'm probably not going to say a damn word because, like you said, I just want to pay for my groceries and go home like a normal person.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I work downtown. I work in the bar industry,
period.
Or it depends
on the context of the conversation,
Fair.
Too, right?
That's true. That's true.
You know, if it's somebody who's, talking about something that they don't really know anything about, like sex work, for example,
or
strippers, I'm much more willing to be like, actually, I know firsthand that you're wrong, right?
Exactly.
But if it's just kind of like... Or, like, if something, like, you know, people are talking about, like, some sex worker that they saw portrayed in the media, and I'm like, that's actually not accurate.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, where, like, the stigma is greater than just, like, one
basic
stigma.
Level.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Then I'm more willing to be like, well, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, in other interactions, I'm just like, yeah, it doesn't really matter. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, I'll just pay for my groceries. Like, fucking whatever.
Like, if I, like, yeah, I definitely, it really, honestly, it's how much time do I have?
You know,
how much like emotional labor do I want to spend? Is this person meaningful to me? Because or will they be? Because like if it's let's be real, if I'm talking to someone like AKA dating, I have to tell them what I do at some point.
For me,
so
it's, like,
you know,
less about like is the person meaningful to me and like what impact is like. Does that stigma have on that person?
Yeah.
Or like what are they doing with that stigma? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if they're just like kind of they have their own prejudices but they're kind of like keeping it to themselves and whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, like everyone's entitled to like their misconceptions or whatever, right?
Yeah, or their opinions.
If some people are like really, you know how some people are really like evangelistic about things? Like then I'm more willing to be like, no, you're spreading false information.
False narrative.
Based on no first-hand knowledge, right?
Yeah.
And I'm more, like, willing to be, like, no, that's not cool.
Yeah.
But it's funny, though, because, like, you know how you were talking about once you say I'm a stripper, it becomes this whole big thing?
Yeah.
It's funny because it's the same thing in criminal defense. It's, like, if you talk to people who don't do criminal defense, they're like, oh, how can you defend guilty people?
Oh, God.
You know, so it's, like, that whole thing that I'm so exhausted with that.
Yeah.
That it's, like, it's funny because I face that both ways, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, if I say I'm a stripper, then it's, like, that conversation. Then if I say I'm, like, a defense lawyer, then it's that conversation.
Fuck.
And, like, honestly, the stripper battle is the one that I care most about, you know?
It's where you're going to put your energy, kind
of. Totally. Yeah, totally, because I'm, like, you know what? If you don't understand the basic tenets of the criminal justice system, like, fucking, I don't give a shit.
It's
like,
not, it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
worth
like,
it.
Yeah, like, you know, if you don't understand that,
and most
fucking,
people
like,
don't.
Whatever. Yeah,
that's
exactly. And that's why.
Yeah, we've definitely had
yeah,
that
totally. And so I'm like, eh, fucking, like, I don't. But every once in a while, I get reeled in to that. Like, you know, that time I had that discussion with some girl at the bar, and she was like, oh, I don't understand how you can defend. Whatever. And then I was like, And then I was like, actually, you know.
You know what?
And then I, like, got involved in the discussion, and I felt really, I regretted it after, and I was like, you know what, I probably shouldn't have engaged because it wasn't worth it to me.
Yeah.
But when it's, like, the stripping discussion, I'm like, no, like,
no,
respect sex work as work, you know what I mean? It's like, but it's just interesting to see, like, the parallels between the two.
Yeah.
You know, because people react quite similarly. Like, they make a value judgment on your job, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's interesting to me, I think.
Yeah.
Like,
and they make a personal judgment on you.
Totally, yeah, totally.
You know, and
it's
that's just
funny.
Like, that's the thing that I just don't like. I'm like, how about you get to know me as an individual first?
Yeah, totally.
And then if you have questions, go ahead. But I just don't feel like you should divulge into someone's life so much without even knowing who they are.
I just
you
think
know,
it's,
like,
it's funny that, like,
I don't care why you're a waitress. I don't care why you're a
like,
janitor.
You know, they're like, profits.
Yeah.
Money. And then it's like,
Oh, but don't do that.
Yeah, yeah, within the confines.
Yeah, exactly.
Of the status quo.
Yeah, right? So exactly.
You're like, okay, like it's, you know.
Work hard, make as much money as possible.
But don't do
all
that.
The right things. Oh, no, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, not that.
Not that, though.
Don't
not that, though.
Disturb the hegemony, right?
Right.
So it's just like really funny.
It is, it is.
But it's just.
It's, yeah, it's
I
really.
I don't know, like lately
I've gotten
just,
more open about it.
Yeah,
and I think I put it out there now, whereas before I hid it.
Yeah,
I definitely hid it before because it just, it bothered me.
Right,
it just bothered me, and I couldn't deal with it. Now I'm like, whatever.
Now, yeah, totally. Now I'm more like, you know, like at first I was like so willing to be like, I'm a stripper. You know, I was like so excited to tell everyone, you know?
Yeah.
And then I was like.
Which is awesome, actually.
And then I was like, okay, no, this is not worth it.
Yeah.
So I've kind of just been more like, you know, just, I'm more just like, whatever about it. Like,
yeah.
I'm like. And, like, because everyone knows anyway, and I'm pretty open about it.
Yeah.
Usually.
I think it's easier, too, like, when you're more stable with it. Like, because we have a more stable atmosphere where we're, like, you know, we're around a lot of the same people, and we, like, you know, the only thing that really changes
is our
environment.
It's harder to hide in some ways.
Yeah. And the only thing that changes is the people.
Five or six nights a week.
Yeah.
And we live here too, so.
Yeah.
You know,
when you're like in small towns and
or
you're
like,
traveling.
Yeah. If you're
it's
on the
kind
circuit,
of like annoying.
It's a bit different. Yeah.
And people in small towns are a little bit more closed minded at times.
Or
I'm
even
not
for
always.
You, it's like easier to just like keep it under wraps because you're not doing it in the place where you live or like whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Exactly. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. No, it's just funny though. Cause
it is funny. It's a strange thing, but it's like literally comes down to moments and like your comfort in that moment and how much you're willing to divulge.
How much emotional labor
and,
I'm willing to
too.
Expend, you know? Like,
big time.
Sometimes for me though, like sometimes for me, I think that, I don't know, maybe I just, this is what I believe, I could be wrong, I don't know. But even just being open about it, just saying, yes, I'm a stripper, helps to fight the stigma, right?
Yeah.
Because it contributes to sex worker visibility.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I
and
never lie anymore, which I actually used to. I'll be straight up. I used to lie.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want those preconceived notions and judgments put upon me without people knowing.
You know,
it drove me crazy. But now I definitely tell people. I try and like, honestly, if I don't know the person, I just don't, I don't bring,
yeah,
it,
don't
up.
Bring it up. Yeah.
But if they ask, I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. But I say the truth.
I'm more
know?
Just like, you know, if it's going to become a thing, it's going to become a thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be dishonest about it, right?
Same. Like, yeah, that's like me.
Like,
I'm like, I'll tell the truth. But
I felt kind of like,
I'll
so
regret it.
When I was like applying for like admission to the bar, it's like after you take your bar exam, you have to or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like some paperwork and shit.
Yeah.
And then they ask you about all of your previous employment, right?
Yeah.
So I remember I was like,
do I put it or do I?
No, like you have to.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess you don't like have to, but like, it's like a big deal if you lie. It's like you might as well just put it. But like for me, I was like really like adamant that I was like, no, this should go on here. Like it didn't even like occur to me that I should keep it out. Like I just felt like I was like proud of the fact that they had asked me and I had the opportunity to put it on there because I was like, good. Some like stuffy ass group of people is gonna see this.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna be like, oh, this chick is a sex worker. And she's done these jobs, and she has also applied for admission to be a practicing lawyer. Like, that's cool, right? Or whatever. Or maybe they'll just, like, hate me. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't care what their perception is. I just wanted to be able to, like, add that to the conversation. Or at least, like, present it as a possibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, it goes back to, like, for me, like, sex worker visibility is, like, you know, like, we all know sex workers and, like, maybe they're just not open about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
That's a big thing.
And why are they
honest?
Not open? It's because of the stigma. Because of exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah,
right?
And that's
so,
there's a lot of girls, a lot, that are,
and then it just,
and don't
and
say.
And then it becomes even worse. Yeah. It, like, just further stigmatizes the industry and the experience, right? And, like, I think,
true.
For me personally, I think that's the shittiest part of the job is, like, the isolation, right? Like,
and that's a big thing. You do become isolated,
like,
and you do isolate yourself.
The
or
other
whatever,
the other shitty things about the job, like a lot of other jobs have the shittiness too, right? It's really just the stigma.
It is,
because
it truly
you get
is.
Judged for doing or not doing certain things, right? And so it's like,
and they, you know, the, like you were saying too, I think a lot of people
they don't even know what the industry is.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
You were saying, yeah. They have these ideas yeah. of what they think so it is, but they really have no idea.
And those
what
things are never going to change unless somebody tells them.
Exactly.
And that's the thing is, like, I have this yeah. really good friend in law school, and I was, like, complaining about this, and then I was, like, so then she had, like, some questions, and she was, like, okay, well, like, how does it work, this and that, whatever, and then we had this whole big discussion about, like, sex work, and she yeah. was, like, yeah, that's, like, really interesting. Like, she's, like, I honestly just didn't know.
Yeah, some
and then
people
I was like,
just don't
and that was
know.
Like really cool of her to like take yeah. the steps to ask me.
Yeah,
to, like,
see that's
that knowledge.
That's where I know? Find like when it's people in my life that are
yeah.
have become my friends and they ask questions,
you're, like,
I love
time.
Telling them
yeah,
the
totally.
Truth about the industry because
yeah.
to me it's like that person cares about me and they
yeah,
know me
so
and
true.
They're asking out of a good place.
Yeah, totally. Like they
know?
Just want to know.
Yeah, they just want to
yeah.
know. They're curious.
Yeah.
They care about me.
Yeah. They're,
like, and they
like
actually
want to
know. Exactly.
Yeah,
so for me, I'm like, I love explaining it to
yeah.
people that are actually
sure.
care about my
yeah.
well-being,
yeah,
you know? And then they
sure.
go, oh my God, that's actually really awesome.
Yeah,
I'm so
yeah.
proud of you.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
like
yeah.
that's
yeah.
mostly what I get is, oh my God, I'm so proud
that's
of you. This,
like,
is really awesome. You know?
That's like the conversation I had with my dad, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he was just like, wait, like what? Like,
yeah.
What?
You're doing what?
Yeah, so he just
your dad is so
like,
effing cute.
Questions. And then I, like, spoke to him about it.
Sorry, I just thought about him at the football game.
Yeah, we ran into my parents, like, multiple times.
Yeah.
At football games, because
yeah.
they also go and we also go.
Yeah. Today, they
no,
just
we,
yelled at
we
her.
Don't even, yeah, we're, like, walking down, because we, it's so funny. So
it
the first
really
time,
funny.
This is, like, totally an aside, but
it's
a good
an
time.
Aside, it is a good
so,
one.
So, the first time, we're, like, walking down the stairs to, like, our seats. So I'm like, oh, I think this is, like, kind of close to where my parents are. And then, because, like, oh, yeah, okay, like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I, like, sit down, and it's, like, the game is, like,
literally
almost
over. Yeah.
And I kind of just, like, look in front to, like, the left or whatever. I'm like, oh, shit, those are my parents.
They're,
like, literally
the
right in front of us.
Yeah.
Like, a row ahead of us.
Yeah, a row ahead.
To the left.
Just
of
to
it.
The left.
Yeah.
Like,
and then
I
was like, oh, shit, those are, like, literally, they're right there. I was like, oh. So I took a photo of them and, like, sent it to my dad. And we're, like, behind
out.
Them. And you can see him, like, looking at the photo. Being like, okay,
showing
like,
it to your mom.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, okay, like, if they took it from this angle. And then he, like, turns around. It was so funny. Yeah. And so, but I didn't realize that they were there.
Until, like, literally minutes before
like, yeah,
the game
ended. It was so funny. So ever since then, we have this, like, running joke of, like, oh, are we going to run into my parents? And most of the time we do because
yeah.
they have season's tickets.
And they're there.
And they have the same seats all the time. And we
yeah.
usually sit around that area.
Area,
right?
Yeah.
So, like, today we went to a game. And we were like, yeah, okay, like, my parents will probably be there.
Yeah, and we knew that
and
they
we
were,
knew,
like,
yeah,
near.
In, yeah, in that area. And so
yeah.
we're, like, walking down to our seats. And then all of a sudden we just hear this guy be like, Jennifer!
Yeah. I was like, that's your name. Wait,
and usually I don't respond to that name.
Yeah.
Because like, it's such a common name, I just
yeah.
assume that they're not talking to me. And I probably don't want to talk to someone in public anyway. But because it was, like, a familiar voice, I was like, what?
It was so funny because I was like, I'm going to look for them. Too.
Yeah,
like,
you
literally
did say that.
Said
yeah, you,
that
yeah,
as
you
were walking
that.
Down.
That was pretty
didn't
funny.
See them. They were right
well,
there.
Well, they're pretty, like, nondescript middle-aged,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
they don't have, like, face paint or any shit like that, right? It's,
yeah,
like,
that's
easy
true.
To miss.
That's true.
But, yeah, so,
it was really cute.
But, yeah, anyway.
Yeah,
that's,
so your
dad.
That's
my dad.
Yeah.
My dad. He's, like, yeah. He's
when
like,
he was asking you about dancing.
Yeah, it was funny. It was. He did well, like.
Yeah,
totally.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Good about it.
Yeah, he was. I mean, like, he has his own prejudices from like
yeah,
how he grew up and whatnot, but like,
well,
yeah,
especially like an older generation.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
And like, he says
yeah.
some pretty fucked up shit. But I mean, overall, like,
overall.
I give credit where credit's due, and he
yeah.
did a good job. Like,
yeah.
he really did, and he did acknowledge that there were
yeah.
some things that he said that I was like, that's not cool, but you know. Anyway, but like overall, he actually like
took it pretty well.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. He like took the steps to ask me questions.
Yeah,
and tried really hard to like be open-minded, and I like I really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
So especially yeah, like you said, someone coming from like a different time,
yeah,
and different values
yeah.
and whatnot. So
of course,
like that was cool. But I mean, yeah, that was like a lot of labor for me.
Yeah, especially
because
it is someone that's so close to you. It's like sometimes when the person is super close, it can
then
almost
be a little bit...
Then you
have to be really sensitive to their feelings, too, because then now you're all of a sudden you're managing their emotions.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, for me, it's like, no, that, like, I've been a stripper for a long time, this and that, whatever. I know the industry very well.
Right? Yeah.
Because my dad, like, waited a long time to have this conversation with me for, like, a long... Anyway, whatever, it just, like, a whole other thing. But, like, you know, I guess in some ways it was good because then... I was really confident in my choice.
Exactly.
Right? Because maybe if he had confronted me like at
earlier.
The beginning,
yeah.
He would just be, because I was much younger then, right? Like much younger than I maybe wouldn't have, it would have gone differently for sure.
Like, yeah, for sure. And like, if you would have been able to articulate all the points you wanted to,
or had the experience to be able to understand that that's why I was doing what I was doing or let you know, like, so I don't know, but
it's true.
But yeah, no, it can be a lot.
It can.
A lot. Even though it's like, even if the person is like taking the time to be patient and stuff, like it can still be a lot of like a lot of stuff on your part.
Yeah. So definitely know if you're gonna talk to someone about it or you care about someone and you wanna ask them the question, just be patient with them and definitely let them know that you're coming out of a place of like care and love, not out of
a
negative
place. And be
aware
of your own prejudices too.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Like,
that's a smart addition
because
for sure.
Like sometimes me myself is like, I'm not always aware and I have to take a step back and be like, I just, you know, like I'm making assumptions and that's not right.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So, I mean, like being aware of that, especially if it's like you're confronting someone to be like, you know, like, let's talk about what you do for a living, because that is their choice that you
it
have
is.
To respect, right?
Exactly.
Like,
no matter what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Their
no
choice,
matter what your opinions are,
it.
No matter how the discussion goes, like, it's like not your place.
Exactly.
Right? So, and it's like, if you're going to judge them for it based on your preconceived notions of the industry, like, that's just like, you know, I'm like,
it's also something that, like, this is just a me thing, literally just a me thing, but to me it's uncomfortable that it's even lumped into sex work. That's a me thing because there is no sex happening,
right?
But the naked body is celebrated if it's a female model in a photo.
Oh,
and
yet
this is because it's live, it's considered sex. Yet there's no insertion.
It's the stigma.
There's
that,
no, you know, so for me, I've always kind of had like this thing, like, I'm literally naked for fucking minutes, a night.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I get lumped into this, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with sex work at all. And I like literally have no problem with any of it. It's just a very strange fine line that people decide to judge, you know? And to me, it's just like, I'm not only defending myself when these conversations come up, I'm defending other people that I know nothing about their life.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I have never walked in their shoes, so
yeah,
I can't speak on their behalf, you know?
Yeah.
And I almost feel
and
guilty.
I think that's one of the things that, like, why sex worker visibility is a big deal, because then you can be like, I am not a for sex worker.
Yeah.
I am a stripper, right?
Yeah.
And like for me, because like I've escorted before, right?
Yeah, I
can
speak
be like
on that.
But the thing is, like, my experience as an escort is like totally different from like so many other girls.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
You know
everyone's
what I mean?
Experience
so, and that's
so
why
different.
I think like if you are able to be like, no, I can't speak to that part.
Yeah.
Of, that industry, like, you know what I mean, because like because people do lump things all together,
they
you
lump
know?
Such a vast array, they have
and
no
like,
idea
not,
what they're lumping
together totally, and it's
you
like
know?
It's just no,
it's
so,
a big thing that they're
is,
lumping
yeah,
and it's
totally.
Just like, shit, like, I'd love to help with a lot of the things
with
but
all
I can't.
Of the stigma, but I really can't
yeah
no, for sure
so
anyway, have a good show.
Thank you.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.